This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Opportunity to get well and feel better naturally. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I am here to encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. And I'm going to tell you also that if you'll stick around today, you're going to learn a lot about your health. You're going to be able to take away from this radio program sage advice, important information to protect your most precious possession. Of course, that is your health. We're going to be joined by a special guest coming up a little bit later in this hour, so stick around for that. We begin, however, with another headline about the potential adverse side effects of taking COVID shots. Now, we could list them all here, but we'd be here for a long, long time. Here's the latest breaking information out about the potential of developing a condition which I thought was gone years ago when I was watching a movie with Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen called Papillon. You remember that? I don't know if you're old enough to remember that movie. It was great. And they were on an island, and they were worried about getting leprosy. Yeah, that's the adverse side effect, the latest side effect, the potential side effect, new adverse side effect of taking COVID-19 shots. A growing number of leprosy cases are being reported after COVID-19 vaccinations. Well, they really aren't, but they're shots, including two cases in the United Kingdom that researchers said may have been caused by COVID-19 shots. The researchers examined records from the leprosy clinic and the Hospital for Tropical Diseases in London. They found that of the 52 people who went to the clinic in 2021, at least 49 of them received COVID shots. Now, the study definition of a leprosy adverse event associated with COVID-19 shots included developing leprosy or a leprosy reaction within 12 weeks of receiving a dose, and the person having no previous history of leprosy or a leprosy reaction. Folks, if you want to look at leprosy, just do a little Google on it and see what that looks like. It's going to scare you to death. It's so weird. The person diagnosed with leprosy lives in the United Kingdom and had lived there for 49 years. The leprosy diagnosis was confirmed via skin biopsy. The man may be the first to acquire leprosy since 1954. 1954 in the UK. Another COVID-19 reaction was recorded in a 27-year-old man. He developed red plaques and thickened nerves before arriving in the UK from an unidentified country. He, too, they believe, had leprosy. And of the 52 people who went to the leprosy clinic for diagnosis and or treatment in 2021, all but two reported their COVID shot status. And of those 50, 49 got the shots. Dr. DeBarros and other UK researchers said that doctors should be aware that COVID shots, COVID vaccinations may cause leprosy. Wow. Other cases, at least 14 other cases of leprosy or leprosy reactions within 14 days of COVID shots have been reported in the literature, including 8 in India. In December 2021, a Singaporean researcher reported a new leprosy diagnosis following a COVID shot on a person. Also in 2021, Indonesian researchers reported a patient who suffered a leprosy reaction after a COVID shot. In another paper in 2022, a different set of researchers reported that 3 of 35 patients who visited their clinic in July 2021, between July 2021 and December 2021, experienced leprosy complications or a reaction shortly after receiving a COVID shot. Oh my gosh. There you have, I mean, if you're too young to recognize the word leprosy, which they used to have an island in the great, beautiful paradise state of Hawaii, where it was Molokai, where they took the lepers and the leprosy colony was generated there, those poor sweet people, in order to isolate them. But this disease has been out of reach for, oh my gosh, what, 70 years or something? And suddenly, boom, we start taking COVID shots and we're starting to see these leprosy cases. I mean, okay, so I get the myocarditis. In fact, speaking of myocarditis, here's what Senator Rand Paul was interviewing one of the CEOs from a drug company this last week. Go. Alex, wake up, please.
Is there a higher interest or a higher incidence of myocarditis among adolescent males 16 to 24 after taking your vaccine?
So thank you for the question, Senator. First, let me say we care deeply about safety, and we're working closely with the CDC and the FDA.
Pretty much a yes or no. Is there a higher incidence of myocarditis among boys 16 to 24 after they take your vaccine?
The data I've seen from the CDC actually shown that there's less myocarditis for people who get the vaccine versus who get COVID infection.
You're saying that for ages 16 to 24 among males who take the COVID vaccine, their risk of myocarditis is less than people who get the disease.
That is my understanding.
That is not true, and I'd like to enter into the record 6 peer-reviewed papers from the Journal of Vaccine, the Annals of Medicine, that say the complete opposite of what you say. I also spoke with your president just last week, and he readily acknowledged in private that, yes, there is an increased risk of myocarditis. The fact that you can't say it in public is quite disturbing.
There you're listening to the voice of Senator Rand Paul of the great state of Kentucky interviewing a representative from a drug company that makes or manufactures COVID shots. And, of course, Dr. Paul, he is a medical doctor himself. He caught, of course, the representative from the drug company lying through his rotten teeth about the fact that COVID shots can, in fact, increase the risk greatly in a certain quartile, a certain subset population of individuals who take COVID shots. Now, again, we're not telling you not to get a COVID shot or any vaccine for that matter. That's a choice you'll have to make with good consultation with whatever healthcare practitioner you have that you know and you trust. But boy, oh boy, you should do or perform some due diligence from here on out if you got sucker punched into taking a COVID shot because you were promised that if you take one, you wouldn't get the infection. And if you take a COVID shot, you wouldn't be able to pass it on to anybody else. And if you take the shot, you wouldn't be hospitalized or you wouldn't die. All of that, complete falsehood. And it's been proven now. Here again, we have another scenario where this other condition, leprosy, has now come onto the radar screen of a potential adverse reaction. What's next to drop here? I mean, the myocarditis thing is just blown up. When you see Jamie Foxx and LeBron James and his son Bronny James and all these people, and you only find out about it, ladies and gentlemen, when somebody famous is involved, somebody that has a high recognizable name that gets into the news through TMZ or some other media, and suddenly we become aware of it. Think about all the commoners out there in that age bracket of young men, young women who have taken COVID shots, and all these athletes dropping like flies from their heart is literally stopping because they have an electrical storm secondary to the myocarditis. It is a very, very risky world out there. So it's a buyer beware. Comedy Adapter, please be on top of everything and perform your due diligence. We have a special guest coming up with a very interesting topic you're not going to want to miss. Stick around. You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. And if you found that last segment of the program interesting and you want maybe a friend or a loved one or a family member or maybe a coworker to listen to it, maybe they missed it, invite them to go over to my website as of this coming Wednesday, get into the podcast library, and click on hour number one, and they can listen to this segment about leprosy, the latest adverse effect of potentially taking a COVID shot, leprosy. They can also get a little dose of Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, raking over the coals, a representative from one of the larger pharmaceutical companies making COVID shots. That'll all be in the podcast library. Free and unfettered access this coming Wednesday. All right, we're going to turn our attention now to an important topic that all people should be learning more about, and doctors too. Our special guest joining me is Nathan Jones. He is the CEO of Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. The X in Clear stands for xylitol, and you may readily recognize that because I talk about xylitol and its importance on this radio show all the time, have been for probably 20-plus years now. Nathan Jones is a global leader in creating natural, convenient, xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. Now, I have to also tell you that I personally rely upon products out of Clear, both their dental defense system, which includes toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, etc., and also the nasal sprays that I always have upon my person. I'm getting ready to take a big trip here overseas, and I guarantee you one of the first things I think of is, where's my Clear nasal spray rescue remedy? I don't want to be getting sick. It's a bummer when you get on from, you know, off the plane, and then within hours, you're sick as a dog and you can't enjoy yourself. So we asked Nathan Jones to join us because I caught an article that he generated in the Well News talking about hygiene. The title of it, Hygiene, apparently and ironically, in medical and public health circles, it's a dirty word. And so I read it. I liked it. I thought you would enjoy it, so we invited Nathan on the program to discuss that very article. Hey, good day to you, Nathan, and thank you for joining us today.
Hey, good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and okay, so for the benefit of the audience who may be able to go and find this article and read it in its totality, can you give an overview of it, what it is, why you generated the article, and how can my audience, my listeners, glean good health information from it?
Well, so hygiene is really, I mean, the definition of hygiene is actually doing something, cleaning something about your body with the intent to improve your health outcome. And hygiene, you know, I'm in this industry, I'm in this business. And to me, it truly is that hygiene has kind of become a dirty word to healthcare practitioners. I mean, and it isn't that it just recently did. It's physicians have many times pushed back on, and I'm not saying individual physicians, I'm talking institutions of physicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody's familiar with the story of Semmelweis. He's the physician who first started having people wash their hands, having doctors wash their hands between sick patients. And it reduced the infant mortality rate in his labor and delivery unit from like 25 to 30% down to under 2%.
Yeah, but they called him a quack and they thought he was crazy for even recommending it.
Absolutely. And that's what happens all the time. Sarah Jo Baker, when she was put in as the health commissioner for the city of New York, she went around and she was having all these people living in the slums who were having babies, again, simply washing their hands. And it helped reduce infant mortality.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors of New York, of the city of New York, actually pushed back. They actually went to the mayor and asked to have her kicked out, because it was reducing mortality and the illness of the children so much that they felt like they were going to lose their business. And when she went to the United States Senate and asked to have these programs where you hand wash, where you teach people hygiene principles, she had those, she wanted to roll out a program across the U.S. and they were getting funding. And the American Medical Association actually sent lawyers and doctors to petition against it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the senators said, one of the senators asked the AMA lawyer and said, hey, are you telling me that you want kids to get sick? And the president of the AMA, or maybe it was their lawyer, but one of them said to the senator rather famously, said, Well, if they're not going to get sick, we don't want to go to medical school.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me one bit. The AMA is the joke of any medical association. All they're interested in is protecting the income of doctors, and they have one of the largest lobbying-paying organizations in Washington, D.C., to do exactly what you're saying. How sick is that, folks, in order to try to preclude people from getting information and evidence as to keep them well? The AMA, all along, they've always blocked healthy things because they want to keep the business going. In other words, there's gold in them thar ills. That's what they believe. That's their mantra. What are you talking about? They've been like that forever. So one thing I always do, I tell patients, look, if your doctor is an AMA member of the American Medical Association, don't see that doctor. Find a doctor who's independent. Find a functional medicine doctor. Find somebody that actually is a free-thinking doctor and is not some guy that's so caught up in the politics and the greed and money associated with the AMA. I'm sorry for jumping in there. Nathan.
I like to sit on feet. So anyways, during COVID, during the last 3 years of this pandemic, which I don't really think, I call it a pandemic. I think I've explained that before, because whether or not it came from a lab or where it came from, we did have something. But I think it was the dumbness with which our public health officials responded that actually made it a bad thing. And let me explain that, because in early 2020, they knew that hygiene methods made it a non-issue. There's studies published in the medical literature where they showed that people that had COVID, if they just rinsed out their nose with salt water, COVID became a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of the people in these studies was better in under a week. Not a single person in any of the studies ever went to the hospital, ever died, ever had a problem. It was even listed on the CDC's webpage as one of the best ways to treat a respiratory coronavirus infection. When we actually pointed that out to them, they removed that, which I find troubling in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of it is that they also knew there was a couple of papers that one of them came out of Israel in mid-2020. Okay? So well before any of these vaccines were out, and these studies with nasal irrigation using saline, using xylitol, all of these came out before there was any vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine, that was out on the market either. But they actually showed and pointed out that people that had periodontal disease were 8 to 9 times more likely to be hospitalized and die if they caught COVID. And what that tells you is our public health officials at that point should have said, people, we need you to brush your teeth a little bit better. That's it.
Yeah, it's too simple.
That's the best way to stop periodontal disease.
Yeah, it's too simple to tell people, look, if your mouth and your nose is dirty, you're more likely to get sick. So let's find a way to clean that up so you don't need the emergency crisis care that I provide on an end-stage basis. No. You see, that's just the problem. And it's really almost evil to believe that doctors, that knowing that hygiene was responsible and giving credit to the sanitation engineers, the garbage collectors, stopped most of the epidemics that we see and got rid of most of the childhood illnesses. And they all want credit for the vaccines. They want credit for the dripping hypodermic needle, the shots. They don't want the hygiene. They don't want the garbage collectors to have any credit for that whatsoever, which is a tragedy, folks, which really did happen. If you know the history of medicine, that's how it rolls out. We'll get back to our special guest, Nathan Jones, CEO and founder of Clear Inc. If you want to find out more about what they do, go to their website, clearxlear.com, for their fine products, nasal sprays, and the dental defense system. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice gives me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
All right, I welcome you back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you very much for tuning into the program. We'll get back to our special guest momentarily, but this is a shout-out to people who are having problems with their joints. I don't care what joint it is, your knee joint, your joints, your elbows, your ankles, your wrists. If you're having pain, stiffness, and discomfort, listen up. Here in America, the prevalence of moderate to severe joint pain due to arthritis varies significantly across our nation. Estimates show us that about 60 million Americans are living with joint pain, inflammation, stiffness, soreness, loss of joint mobility. Talk about a widespread health problem that has few conventional medical answers beyond swallowing risky pharmaceuticals in an attempt to numb or block pain of joint discomfort. Drugs that ultimately make the pain worse because they interfere with your body's ability to make new cartilage between your joints. Oddly, the risk of joint pain is over 3 times higher in some states throughout the U.S. And you might want to guess what those states are, but there's plenty of them. And if you think that you've tried everything to try to unwind your own joint discomfort or joint stiffness or pain to no avail, think again. There's something on the market today that you should know about. It's called Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. It takes joint health to a whole new level. Clinical studies have revealed that Rose Hip RHX 500 Rose Hip Complex delivers outstanding support for optimal comfort and mobility. Rose Hip Joint Comfort combines RHX 500 with type 2 collagen, the only collagen that specifically supports joint health. Try this non-prescription formula today to support the cushioning cartilage between joints, protect joint tissue from oxidative damage, which is like rust in the joints, and damage from problems like falls and accidents and everyday movement and increase your mobility day to day. Improve your activities. Feel strong, flexible, and active with Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Try Rose Hip Joint Comfort and break that prescription habit that you're into. This works. It gets results. That's what matters. You may find Rose Hip Joint Formula by Terry Naturally Vitamins at finer health food stores or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, or you can call them toll-free Monday morning, 866-598-5487. 866-598-5487 for Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. All right, let's get back to our special guest on the topic of hygiene. I mean, how hard would that be to wrap your brain around the importance of hygiene? And, you know, we're the basics of that, we're all taught that. But apparently, doctors would like to get credit for all things related to all healing measures and just simply want to try to avoid the topic, because when you give people information and knowledge and they become their own best doctors most of the time, they don't see their doctors as often. And that would be bad for business over at the medical center. Our special guest, CEO and founder of Clear Ink, we're talking about xylitol, the use of it both in a form of a nasal spray that I use on a regular basis, especially I'm getting ready to use it a lot on this trip that I'm getting ready to go on, and in oral care. Let's get back to that interview with Nathan. Now, Nathan, in this article that you wrote, I saw that you noted that a 2022 clinical trial of over 500 high-risk healthcare professionals, that would be nurses and doctors, they were using a simple nasal spray that contains xylitol and other things, among other ingredients, three times a day, and they reduced their infection rate. These are the people, folks, that are in the high-risk category. They're the ones who are really being exposed to all the germs because they're around sick people sneezing on them and these aerosolized viruses going into the air. They were able to reduce their risk of infection by a whopping 62% over the group that they compared it to, which were placebo, which means there was no active ingredients in the control group. 62%. Now, you would believe that this would be front page information and doctors, this would be standard of practice from here on out. But I take it, Nathan, that it's not standard of practice. That's why we're here on the radio show trying to educate people. What do you say to that?
Well, it's not standard practice, and let me explain that, because that's 62% above the placebo. The placebo was saline, and the saline reduced it by 13%. So that really is a reduction of over 72-73%. And the high-risk group that you're talking about, that was actually hospital workers that were working in the COVID hospitals in India during the Delta wave, which arguably was the deadliest wave at the deadliest place on the planet.
Yes.
And yet it reduced transmission of the SARS-CoV-2 virus by over 72%. And you would have thought that public health officials around the world would have talked about that. But they never mentioned it. Did you ever hear about it?
No, I never heard about it. All I heard about was the pharmaceuticals that people were introduced to when they landed in the hospital.
Correct. Or masks. Which you can argue both sides of the mask, but there isn't a single study that I am aware of that has been published that actually shows that washing your nose doesn't work. And they have done it now with bacteria. We've done studies where we've looked at bacterial adhesion and how it blocks bacteria. We've got studies now showing that it blocks not just SARS-CoV-2, but RSV, H1N1. It does not block the rhinovirus, and we're looking for something that we can use that will do that. But until then, I mean, you have something that you can spray up your nose that helps and would more efficiently clean your nose simply by spraying it up in your nose and putting something that blocks bacterial and viral adhesion to the tissue in your nose, which the vast majority of the time that somebody gets sick, it starts in your nose. So it just makes sense that we wash it out.
Absolutely true. And folks, here is a true preventive way. And I think that's part of why the medical profession is having a hard time picking up on this, because the medical profession is it's a reactive form of healthcare. It's fix it when it breaks, not before it breaks. We're here talking about helping to avoid needing to fix it because you are outright preventing it by putting a wall between those things that are trying to take you down. Microbes, name one, they're all over the place. They're entering your body through your nasal cavity. They're the things that take you down. They make you sick. And here we have a safe, non-prescription tool that requires just a little squirt in the nasal cavity to reduce your risk. Great. Think about it. I mean, if this can reduce the risk of in high-risk individuals by 62-plus percent when they're being bombarded with those viruses and bacteria and everything else in the air, think what it could do for a regular patient who doesn't even have that kind of risk. All right, I know people are going to be rolling through this conversation in and out, so I want to give them the opportunity to know more about what exactly we're talking about. Now, my favorite, and I have a bias here, I love the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. And the reason I like it over the other ones is there's a lot of therapeutic medicinal ingredients in it. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Rescue Remedy. You can find it at finer places like Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shop, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger's, Publix, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, or other fine health food stores. Or go to their website to learn more at clearxlear.com. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Berberine MedX Extra Strength, from Cherry Naturally, is a safe and effective way to support your metabolic health. Used in Ayurvedic practice for generations, berberine supports healthy blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides levels. Studies also show berberine helps maintain cognitive function, as well as cardiovascular, liver, and joint health. Cherry Naturally combines this time-tested botanical with GammaZorb, an exclusive delivery system that can increase the absorption of certain hard-to-absorb nutrients, and in some cases up to 8 times. Try berberine and experience why this highly valued botanical has stood the test of time for supporting overall metabolic health. Only from Cherry Naturally. Find Berberine MedX Extra Strength at your local health food store or at CherryNaturallyVitamins.com.
Berberine MedX supports healthy blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels already within normal range. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Every single day, minds are powerful. I don't need battle.
dedicating that rejoin music to our special guest, Nathan Jones from Clear Inc. He is an unstoppable individual because, well, let me tell you this, there's been a lot of roadblocks thrown down in front of this man about his message and his desire to help mankind learn how to better take care of themselves through the use of xylitol, either intranasally or through dental care products, because the science points to the fact that when you can do that and take care of yourself better and be your own best doctor or best dentist most of the time, you need less doctoring and less dentistry. That's his simple message. And when you have people who are trying to deliver that to the general public, and you have competition that fights that self-care and be your own doctor most of the time messaging, man, it is difficult, but he's still out there hammering away, and he's an unstoppable individual. So we're so glad to have him with us today. Now, this article, Nathan, entitled Hygiene, apparently and ironically, in medical and public health circles, it's a dirty word. The well news. How can people read this article in its totality? By the way, you did a great job of writing this. It was really an insightful article that I think all people should read. How can people get a copy of this or read it for themselves?
Well, I think that the best thing to do is they can go to thewellnews.com and just look it up. I mean, the Well News is it's a newsletter that's actually put out for consumers that want to read, that want to keep up on some of the latest trends and things in taking care of your own health and managing your own health care.
Excellent. All right. That's, again, the Well News, T-H-E-W-E-L-L news.com. All right. Now, I want to, because time is moving very rapidly here, this is Nathan's kind of guest we could have on for a long time, but we don't have a long time to have him on. I want to turn our attention to something you were talking about early on, and that is dental care and how to protect our oral cavity, because it was discovered that those people who had poor dental health or had periodontal disease or gum disease, they were much more susceptible to going down with these infections, with COVID infections. Now, I happened to do a little work ahead of this show, Nathan, and I found, because you have taught me and the doctors that you associate with, doctors of medical dentistry, doctors of dental surgery, PhDs, MDs, the importance of using xylitol in oral care products, including toothpaste, mouthwash, mouth rinse, gum and mints, I, before the show started, went over and said, well, let's go look at some of the more popular brand names of toothpaste to see if those people have finally picked up on how important xylitol is and keeping the germs and the Streptococcus mutans from adhering to the oral cavity so it causes a deterioration of the teeth and the gums and everything else. I wonder if they've got xylitol in here. So I looked up Crest, I looked up Colgate, I looked up Rembrandt. They don't have a single scintilla of xylitol, spelled X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. They don't have any of it. But what they do have in their formulations, their toothpaste, are saccharin and what else? All kinds of nasty things you cannot even pronounce.
Most of them actually have sorbitol in them.
Oh, yeah, so I see sorbitol's there, too.
Which the irony of that, or I guess the stupidity of that, is sorbitol is a 6-carbon sugar that actually feeds the strep mutans that cause tooth decay.
Oh my.
When the bacteria eat it, they don't make acid, and so it's considered non-cariogenic, but they're still feeding it so that the next time they go have a donut or a carbohydrate, it's right back there making that acid. Mm. Whereas the xylitol, as we've discussed, the xylitol being a different structure of sugar, the bacteria actually, it kills them.
Well, that, I guess that would be great for the dental industry and the dental hygienists. They're going to be, drilling and filling as long as they're using these popular toothpastes that people continue to use only because they're not educated about it. Folks, there is an option. You do have the ability to go in and get something called Spry. S-P-R-Y. Spry toothpaste. That's the one that Dr. Bob and his family uses, and many of my colleagues use it. And the reason we use it is because it is rich in xylitol. Rich in xylitol. In fact, if you have any kind of dental care product that is not rich in xylitol, I don't care what it is, if it's a toothpaste, a mouth rinse, if you're chewing gum or using mints and they are not rich in xylitol, such as what Spry Dental System provides, kick it to the curb, get into the store, whether it be, you know, your favorite health food store, Natural Grocers, Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, whatever, or even the drugstores, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, they all carry the Spry Dental products, S-P-R-Y Dental products. They also carry, of course, the Clear nasal spray products. And, of course, you can always hit their website at clearxlear.com for more information. Also, Facebook. You can find Clear and Facebook there. Spry Smile. It's all there. We're going to have our finishing moments with Nathan Jones, CEO of Clear Inc., when we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed with no energy and feeling out of balance? Hi, everyone. Dr. Bob Martin here. You can experience vibrant health and revitalize your well-being with Tahiti Traders Noni Juice, the amazing adaptogen. Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you restore your body's natural balance so you can feel good again.
As you know, my name's Joni. I'm 35 years old. First things first, I don't like Noni. I love Noni. Okay. Noni has been literally one of the best finds in my entire life. Anytime I take a hiatus from it, I regret it and I'm going right back to it because there's nothing else that compares. It is absolutely amazing. I'm a believer forever, honestly.
Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you heal, balance stress, and release energy and stamina, boost your immune system, and so much more. Look for Tahiti Traders Original Noni Juice at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most natural health food stores, or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Why we tell them it's right, they go to herb away. Listen to Dr. Bob, tell it lies. It's what can keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up without a Viagra. We're telling you now. Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Listen, telling you how. Live your life earthly, and that's the only way to go. And we're gonna show you how. On the top the Bob Show.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And remember, the extension of this radio program is my personal website where you can stay apprised of all the latest, greatest breaking news on health and wellness over at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. There, of course, you have Twitter, you have Instagram, you have it all. LinkedIn, it's all over there. That way you'll be apprised of everything we're doing on the show. You don't miss anything. Coming up later in today's show, we're going to be talking about a plant compound found in licorice that is able to combat the world's most deadly cancer. This is brand new information. The deadly cancer, by the way, that took out Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple. It's the cancer he had, and here we have in nature a plant compound found to be able to stifle that form of cancer, which is deadly. We'll have that for you coming up. Also, scientists claim a special vegetable might supercharge your lung health. So if you're suffering or have a tendency to have asthma or bronchitis or some type of a lung issue, you want to stick around for that. All right, our special guest this segment of the program this hour, CEO of Clear Inc., X-L-E-A-R. The X in Clear stands for xylitol. Nathan Jones has been with us. And oh, by the way, I was reading an article prior to the show today talking about how good oral health is linked to better brain health. This is out of a study published in Neurology, indicating that the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease is higher, and it's associated with people who have problems with their oral cavity, their teeth, their gums. And when you have a cleaner oral cavity, i.e. using the Spry Dental System, like I do, you're going to have less worrying about your brain going south on you. So get it at the store, Spry, S-P-R-Y, Dental Defense System. That includes the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the mints, the gum. And, of course, don't ever forget about the Clear Nasal Spray family. I love the Rescue Spray, which I'll be using on my trip coming up here. Nathan, I want to thank you so very much for joining us today. I want to thank you so very much for humanity in, you know, just keeping this going in terms of educating people about xylitol, how important it is. And I want to encourage you to continue that effort. And we so very much appreciate you doing so.
Well, thank you. And I will keep up the good fight, which we got to do.
That's exactly right. All right. Look forward to having you on the next time. You have a good rest of your weekend, Nathan.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please stick around because we have got so much important information to share with you in the next 2 hours of the program. I sort of memorialized it in the previous segment, but just stick around and remember too that you are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.